Isikhathi sendaba ku VOA Ndebele.
Amachono zisobo, siyalambulela uhlelo lwethu lwezindaba eziphathelane leZimbabwe.
Ku Studio 7, Air Voice of America, sisakaza sise Washington DC. Olamukela ku Studio 7 ngolwesihlanu mhla ka 19 kuMfumfu 2018 ngusithandekile Mhlanga. Endabeni zethu lamhlanje.
Ngakathi samachukela adula amakungu oil kawakho ekhemesi lama BP lama sugar diabetes abonakali ukuthi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu ze ngerand manje lamntano le rand ngeyetho njayini ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukufinyelela ukuyifinyelela.
Ngokakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona bodwa njengabomama kungaelektwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani noma ngubani ovela kwi-civil society ama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna ukumelela omama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama.
Abekhomishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edale lephalamende lilokhu lisehla osokudala ukuthi bangene ngohlelo lweproportional representation kuphela. Ukuhlelo oza Friday umsakazo weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa-Sfanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo liziza ngokuthi code breakers. Zonke lezi ndaba lezinye lizozizwa kulo msakazo. Iningi kwabulawayo likhala ngokuthi amavinkili athengisa imithi asefuna babhadale ngedola lemelika okwenza behluleke ukuyifinyelela limithi. Bakhala njalo langokuthi intengo isikhuphuke okwesabekayo okufana lokuthi sebegwetshelwe ukufa ngababusayo ngoba imikhuhlane abalayo ifuna imithi nsuku zonke kodwa ayisathengeki. Ubathabile Masuku sipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ngesikhathi isimo somnotho siqhubeka sisiba nzima elizweni, kwabagulayo khona kuphambili bengatholi ukwelatshwa okupheleleyo ngenxa yokuvala kwamavinkili athengisa imithi kanye lokuthi abala mali yakwamanye amazwe. Amafamasi amaningi asethengisa ngedola lemelika kuphela njalo engela mithi eyiyo edingwa ngabantu kakhulu. Uhlupho olukhulu lubikwa kuyikuswelakala kwemali yokuyathenga phandle kwelizwe njalo akuqali ngabo ngoba labo bevele bethenga ngemali yaphandle. Umnumzana Bolton Mhlanga obeme phandle kwenye ifamasi wehluleka ukuthola umuthi uthi bayalile ukumthengisela ngenxa yokuthi ubephethe i-bond note. Umhlanga uthi maningi amafamasi abevalile kuthiwa basahlolisisa ukuthi balempahla ezinganani i-closed for stock taking.
Ngingazama lapho ukuthi ngithenga umuthi wezinyo kwenye ifamasi. Ngathi ngifika lapha mnadinto ama-bond note then bathi bafuna ama-US dollar. Mina ama-US dollar la adengelayo ngizengenza ukuthi ngiphiwe phandle lami ngizame ukuhlanganisa le i-US dollar langkhona. Kuyabe kunzima ngoba ye-UD pharmacy adivuliwe amanye adevaliwe kuthiwa close due to stock taking.
Ugogo Dlamini uthi sebethwele nzima ngoba bengela mali yakamanye amazwe ikakhulu labo abangela abantwana abaphandle kwelizwe.
Tinogogo virasakwazi esiyalahla sila bantwana asizalanga kathe samachukela adula amakungu oil kawakho ekhemesi lama BP lama sugar diabetes abonakali ukuthi kuthenge ngeyusa kumbeni ngelokhu ze ngerand manje lamntwana le rand ngeyetho njayini ngiyabuza lo mbuzo.
Iningi labanini bamafamasi bathi abangeke bakhuluma lentatheli izindaba ngoba besesabela ukuthi bengazithezela olulenkume. Umnumzana Johannes Kloet olefamasi kobulawayo uthi isimo lesi sedola leMelika saqala kudala lapho bekhuluma ngokulinganisa idola lebond note.
Inkinga ekhona lapha ukuthi i-situation leyi ye-US dollar has been going on for a very long time. Befaka indaba yebond isiba yona i-1:1.
isimo somnotho elizweni siqhubeka singamanga kuhle njalo abasebuzimeni obukhulu ngabantu makhaza ngoba laba ababusayo besithi bengagula baye kwamanye amazwe beshiya uZulu engela mithi. Uhulumende usanda kunika isigaba semithi imali ephose ibe yizigidi eziyisikhombisa kuzigidi ezingamachumi amabili lane ezifunekayo. Ingcosana le ayifiki ndawo njalo isibangele ukuthi uhlupho lolu luqhubekele phambili. Laba abathengisayo bazigezile besithi ngabe labo bathenga ngemali yakuleli bebezathengisa ngeyakuleli kodwa akunjalo. Ngimele iStudio 7 ngikobulawayo ngingubathabile Masuku.
Abe komishini ebona ngokulinganiswa kwamathuba eZimbabwe Gender Commission bathi inani labesifazana edalele parliament lelokhu lisehla okwethusayo osokudala ukuba bangene ngohlelo lwezikhundla ababekelwa zona ole proportional representation kuphela. Lokho kubikwa kuveza ukuba akulabandla elihlonipha ukukhuphulwa kwaleli nani ngokuvotelwa kwabesifazana. Okuninga lolu daba sikuzweni ku-Anastasia Ndlovu.
Ngemva komhlangano weZimbabwe Gender Commission wesibili kobulawayo obuhlaziya udaba lwempumela yokhetho, amabandla wonke ezombusazwe ezweni avumelene ukuba ukhetho olwedluleyo belunzima kwabesifazana. Ukomishina Victor Nkiwane uthi uhlelo lweproportional representation kuzamele luqhubekele phambili ngoba ukhetho lweZimbabwe luyancindezela omama abangena kwezombusazwe. Ethi akulabandla elilandela isisekelo sombuso ngena ani labesifazana abangena edale loba iziqondiso zenhlanganiso eSADC ethi kumele babe yisilinganiso sokwedlula okungamachumi amahlanu ekhulwini i50%.
Proportional representation iyafuneka ngoba i-one party first before sokuthi owinileyo sehle sengena abanye bahle basale bonke. Sibone ngani undermine democracy.
Kokheli we-MDCT uNkosazana Thokozani Khuphe uthi sekumele kudingwe indlela zokubona ukuba kuzihlalo zedale lephalamende zonke ingxenye kumele ibe ngeyabesifazana.
I-proportional representation siyayifuna ukuthi kuqhubekele phambili kuze kufike isikhathi sokuthi omama labo babe sebe-representwa okulingani labo baba ekumasitsilana angu-210. So kwakhathi sibe sithi thina kulezana ezingu-60 sibe sesifuna ukuthi omama be-electane bona kodwa njengabomama. Kunga-electwa at political party level. Omama noma ngubani noma ngubani ovela kusivo society kwama-independence noma ngubani kumele ukuthi nxa befuna kumele lo mama be-apply bese bevotelwa ngabomama. Ukwenza ukuthi omama bevotelwe omama bazihamba bebarepresent izinto zabo ngkhona ngayo kathesi because omama babehamba ngama-political parties kunokuthi ayi-whipping system. Omama bafika ngale be-whipper nxa kule ishu yabomama ofuna ukuyireza nxa iparty yakho ingayifuni ishu yankhona awusenelisi ukuthi uyireza. So kathesi kuza kuba ngcono ngokuthi omama babekwazi ukuthi mina ngithunywe ngabomama ukuthi ngiyephalamente so ngizafika ngenza izinto zabomama.
Ilunga ledale lephalamende kobulawayo unkosikazi Priscilla Mushonga uthi i-PR ayikafezi injongo yayo.
Sithe sizacela ukuthi siza support abantu ababefuna ukuthi ngaba yayiyangezelela isikhathi ngoba asikalungisi lokho esayifakela khona. Manxa siyi-extenda kumele ibisijinji ukuthi izasebenza njani. For example ngeke yaphongubamba ama-political parties kuphela ngoba kutho ukuthi omama abangeke kuma-political parties abazoze bakwanise ukuthi bangene ku-proportional representation.
Unkosikazi Agnina Samson Mhlanga ilunga ledale lephalamende echiretsi uthi bafuna i-PR iqhubekele phambili.
Umthetho we proportional representation thina naso mama sifuna ukuthi uyengezile. Siyabona ukuthi osonke somama siyavumelana amaphathi wonke ngenxa yokuthi kusingene kuma-constituents. Into eyasihlupha ngeyokuthi obaba vele basebenzisa imali thina vele asila mali even nxa singangene kuma-constituents vele asiphumeleli. Mina ngimeleli i-Chiredzi district abantu banivotelayo ngomama.
Osakhulayo uFelicitas Ncube ongenela umhlangano uthi abasakhulayo abangamantombazana kumele bangachiwa phandle kundaba zombusazwe.
Into ekhona ukuthi thina njengabasakhulayo abangamantombazana singafisa ukuthi sithole uncedo lokuthi sitshintshe imindset yethu kumbe sithole uncedo lokuthi sibe ngama leaders amahle, kodwa konke khona lokho esikufisayo kuqala kithi engqondweni zethu ukuthi thina sifisa ukuba yini, sifisa ukuba ngobani ezimpilweni zethu.
Udaba lwabesifazana labasakhulayo kwezombusazwe ezweni zimqoka baqhubeka belwela amalungelo abo akusisekelo sombuso ukuba amabandla lo kulumende bawahloniphe. Loba nje ngemva kokhetho inani labesifazana abangene edale lephalamende liphansi kuhlanganisa labaphiwe ukukhokhela ingatsha zikahulumende kuthi kubukhokheli belizwe kulomongameli labasekeli bakhe ababili abesilisa. Ngimele iStudio 7 ikobulawayo, ngingu Anastasia Ndlovu.
Umfumfu inyanga lapho kunanzwa umsebenzi wokufundisana ngumkhuhlane owemvukuzane yebele, ye breast cancer awareness month. Ngakho ke umsakazo wakho we Studio 7 umanyana labanye kulomsebenzi ngokwethula inhlelo zemfundiso eziphathelane lemvukuzane yebele kusukisela mhla ka 22 umfumfu kusiyafika umhla ka 26. Sixoxa labantu abasinda kumvukuzane yebele belandisa ngokunqoba kwabo, abalahlekelwa izihlobo labo belandisa ubuhlobo abadibana labo, imfundiso evela kubodokotela kanye lokunye. Lingakhuthwa yilezi nhlelo zemfundiso ku-Studio 7 ngo-7:30 ntambama lango-6:30 ekuseni kusikisela ngomvulo siya ngolwesihlanu kumagagasi awe 909 AM, 4930-6040-15460 laku-1885 kHz ku-shortwave.
Inhlanganiso yamagqwetha akhankasela amalungelo oluntu eZimbabwe Lawyers for Human Rights namhla ikhweze udaba lokuphikisa umthelo wesilinganiso sokubili ekhulwini osanda kwethulwa ngumphathintambo wezemali uMnumzana Mthuli Ncube emthethwandaba weHigh Court. Igqwetha lalinhlanganiso uMnumzana Tendai Biti nguye ohambe emthethwandaba emela olwela amalungelo oluntu njalo ongoyinhlanganiso yeCombined Harare Residents Association uMnumzana Mfundo Mlilo. UMnumzana Biti uthi umthelo kaNcube lo kawukho emthethweni ngakho uthi kumele wesulwe. Umthelo lo uphatha abasebenzisa amakhadi abo ebhanga ukuthenga kumbe kubhadala kanye labathumezelana imali ama-electronic transactions ngesiNgisi. Akukaziwa ukuthi udaba lolu luzahlafunwa nini ngumthethwandaba.
Le iStudio 7 esakaza eZimbabwe lisizwa siphuma ngapha iVoice of America eseWashington DC.
Kodwa iLife Talk namhlanje sikhangela okuphuma ekuhlaleni kwedale lekhomishini ecubungula imbangela yodlakela oluqhamuke ngemva kokhetho okwadutshulwa abantu abayisikhombisa bafa ngebutho. Thumelani text message unombolo ezithi 0012024650318 ukuze silithinte ecingweni lingene lani kuhlelo. Ngesikhangele ezivela kwamanye amazwe ngamafitshane, ingcwethi ezibona ngokutholakala kwamanzi ahlanzekileyo zomhlaba zixwayisa ukuba uhlelo olukhuthazwa ngabebhanga lamazwe omhlaba ile World Bank lokwakhiwa kwamadamu amakhulu kwelelayos nxa lungahlelwanga kuhlelo lakho okudala ingxaki enkulu kulelo lizwe. Umongameli Jovenel Moise wale Haiti ugcizelele ukuzinikela kwakhe ekulwiseni udubo lwenkohlakalo elizweni lakhe. Utsho lokhu ngemva kokutshengisela kwabantu besithi bafuna ukuba kwazi ukuthi imali yaya ngaphi eyokusetshenziswa kwezinye inhlelo. uMoise ubesenkundleni yokukhulumisana eTwitter esithi uhulumende wakhe usacobongula labo ababikwa abachaphaza leyo mali bangafunyanwa belecala bazajeziswa kanzima. Inhlanganiso yeConsumer Council of Zimbabwe ithi imali edingwa imuli eyodwa ukuthi iziphilise ngenyanga ePoverty Datum Line isikhwele ngamadola angamachumi amathathu kusukela kunyanga kaNcwabakazi kusiya kwedluleyo kaMpandula yafika kumadola angamakhulu ayisishiyagalolunye lanye i-$591. Isiphathamandla salenhlanganiso uMnumzana Comfort Muchekeza uthi sokunzima ukuhlela kuhle imali le njengoba intengo yempahla iqhubeka ikhuphuka kumbe isehliswa nsuku zonke elizweni.
Sidinga umbele 591 sikhuluma ngeminimum yokuthi at least leyi umuntu will make ends meet. Ngakho kukhulunywa ngepoverty datum line isikhathi esiningi iya-excluda lawa ama-luxuries ngikhonokho okuninginingi. But yabethi ukuthi umuntu aphile nje ethola ama-very basic necessities ukudla sikhangelela indawo yokuhlala kuma-identity suburb sikhangelela ukuthi layo every month bayasave mbijana yama-insesi ukuthi kufuna umuntu ufuna ukuya esibhedlela sikhangelela layo ukuthi uyasave mbijana ekubhadalela abantwana for i-basic education.
Lizayilungisa nini njalo ukuthi ilingane lokukhwela kwentengo yempahla lokho kukhona?
Thina siyareviewa every month lama monthly reviews but while isi ama-surveys uyihlela ama-surveys every week yenza ama-surveys then at the end of the month si-average ama-weekly surveys lawana. Like what I said, the business card, I told out to delay. In the next week, I paid for food. Which the following week, we told it is a VHL. We are going to give you an example. Last week, I guess I told a situation in the world, it's an entire 2KG rise for almost $7. But that is not a tag, and I say the average of $4. Last week, we told about what we are saying, summer cooking oil, 2 liters. Ngama $9 kathesi ama shop nga ekhona yathola ukuthi bathengisa nge $3.99 ithi I think I'd be the figure yethu ngama service e 1 week siyabe sikhangela ukuthi what is the average monthly trend yama prices. So sikhangela ukuthi end of October siyabe sesikompayila enye figure iyakwanisa ukuthi iqale ukudlula lapha yakwazi ukuthi ibe khonapho or iyehle depending ngokuthi i-marketing konja njani kuma-demand lama-supply.
Lo Mnumzana Comfort Muchekeza isiphathamandla senhlanganiso ye-Consumer Council of Zimbabwe sixoxela ekobulawayo. Umqeqeshi weqembu leBulawayo City uBekithemba Ndlovu uthi abafana bakhe bawulinde ngabomvu umdlalo wangensonto abazawudlala leqembu leHighlanders enkundleni yeBarber Fields koBulawayo. Intatheli yezindaba yethu yezemidlalo uJoseph Njanji usipha lolu daba ngokugcweleyo.
Ndlovu uthi amalungiselelo leqembu lakhe ahambe kuhle kakhulu njalo abadlali bakhe bonke batshengise ukuba namadlabuzane kakhulu ngesikhathi bezilolonga. Uthi khona ukuba iqembu leHighlanders ngelinye lamaqembu amakhulu elizweni yikho kwenza bonke abadlali babe lo mdlandla odlala ngensonto.
Molangana abafana bonke bafokasile bayimelele bayilindile igame yeHighlanders njengoba sikwazi sonke ukuthi iHighlanders itim enkulu kakhulu lapha ebholeni yeFusimapu. So akula muntu ongafuniyo ukudlala and ukudlala against iHighlanders kusho ukuthi uyakubukelwe ngabantu abaningi kakhulu and performer against iHighlanders akwaziwe ukuthi kuyini okungenzakala.
Iqembu leBulawayo City lihlezi endaweni yesibili nxa usuka ngaphansi kwengalane le miklomelo elitshumi lathoba munemunye. Kusele imidlalo emihlanu ukuba imidlalo yalonyaka yesigaba seCasalaga Premier Soccer League ifike emaphethelweni njalo iqembu leBulawayo City kumele linqobe kuyo yonke ukuze liyale lilokhu lilethemba lokwala lidlala kusigaba se-PSL. UNdlovu uthi yena ikhefu elibekhona kudedelwa imidlalo yeqembu lesizwe lilakhe ukuba liphazamise abafana bakhe bona abanqobe iqembu elilwisa ukuphakamisa isicoco eseligi elengeze Platinum Stars emdlalweni wabo olandelwa yilo wangempela viki elandelayo.
I-Black Bay ingabe isiphambanise kakhulu ngoba thina ngokufuna kwethu ngokufisa kwethu besifisa ukuthi aluba sithe sicede ukudlala lengezi Platinum igame ye-Highlanders yalandela ngeviki yazadlilandela naliyana, but akusabanga njalo sihlezi 2 or 3 weeks siku-break. So thina ngokwethu kusifisele emuva because bese singene kufomu yokuthi yokuzaba nzima ukuthi kube le-team phakathi sasimisa.
Kwimidlalo eminye eliselelayo kusizini yalonyaka, iqembu leBulawayo City lizadlala leleZPC Kariba, eleYada, eleKFC United kanye leleMutare City. Kweminye imidlalo yesigaba sekhasilaka Premier Soccer League ekhona kulimpela viki, iqembu leZPC Kariba lizadlala leleKFC United enyamunga. Iqembu lengezi Platinum Stars lizancikilana leleChapungu eBaobab. Iqembu leNicruti lizadibana leleFC Platinum ngaseAscott. Iqembu leChickenini lizadlala leleBulawayo Chiefs ngaseLuveve. Yonke le imidlalo yakusasa ngomgqibelo ukuthi ngensonto iqembu leMutare City Rovers lizadlala leleYada ngaseVengere. Iqembu leDynamos lizatshana leleBlack Rhinos ngaseRufaro. Iqembu leTriangle lizemukela eleHerentals ngaseKibo, kuthi eleJapan Mine lizadlala leleHarare City ngaseMaclass. Kolunye udaba olumayelana nomdlalo wenguqu, uhlelo lokuba amaqembu asele kumncintiswano weChibuku Super Cup azadlala njani kwisigaba se-semifinal luqhutshwe namhla esikolweni iHarare. Njalo iqembu leHarare City lizadibana leleCapes United, kuthi eleDynamos lizadlala leleTriangle. Inkundla okuzadlalelwa khona limidlalo ngkhona zizatshelwa uZulu. Ngiyimele Studio 7 ngoBulawayo, nginguJoseph Njanji.
Uhlelo Woza Friday, umsakazi weStudio 7 uEzra Chisa Sibanda uxoxa labeqembu elitsha labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Codebreakers, abadabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa koBulawayo, njalo bacula umdumo weSoulful Hip Hop.
Maviki wonke ngalesi sikhathi silethulela izingoma zabaculi baseZimbabwe, abanye basaxathula, abanye vele liyabazi. Nampo abanye-ke abatsha beqoqoda enkundleni.
No school girl, I got a crush on you. Know that I'm not your type, I'm just an old school boy. Take my hand, please let me be your man. Promise I love you, girl, in an old school way.
Salibonani lonke. Igama lami ngu-CKL wakoBulawayo eZimbabwe, osebenza leqembu okuthiwa yiCodebreakers, CPS Codebreakers.
Leli qembu libunjweke ngamajaha asakhulayo besesikolweni. Abantwana ngibamangala ukubana ke bebancane kangaka, baqale njani ezokucula?
Thina nje ama Codebreakers siqale ukunto zokuhlabela early 2016, like yikho lapha esihlangane khona sonke sababathathu. Ama Codebreakers sibathathu, saqala into zethu zokuhlabela khongale officially to record. Irekoda a studio of Just Pace Records. I-Just Pace Records leyi ikhonapha ngithi koBulawayo.
So let's be patient in our ancient life and make it happen.
In an old school way. Lushalo lwakho ke mlalelo othandekayo uhlelo Hoza Friday lama Code Breakers ke abahlabeleli abasacathulayo abahlabelela abatsha bona ke basebenza njani labanye ke lapha ke kwezomculo
sisuke sazama ukusebenza labantu abaningi abahlukeneyo abanye babesincedisa khona cancer how do we establish ourselves and futhi manage ukuthi sisebenze le artist eZimbabwe elikhulu ele-hip hop okuthiwa ngusitana elihlala eHarare.
Kulezi nsuku abahlabeleli abaningi imiculo yabo-ke kayizwakali ukuthi icula ngani. Laba-ke abama-Code Breakers bathi-ke owabo-ke umculo ngokuthi balelizwi abafuna ukulitshela laba abalalelayo.
Thina e-Code Breakers lesifiso sokuthi sitshele abantu i-music yethu, like sicommunicate lawo nge-music yethu, ngoba thina ingoma esizenzayo zi-clean zile message. So besizama ukuthi sifikelele, sizama ukuthola abantu, sizama ukufika ukuthi i-music ekhona ikwanise ukunja ukuthi ithole ithinte iy'nhliziyo zabantu.
Kunzaka ingoma ezimnandi kanje ku Studio 7. Lezi ngoma phela abantu babethanda ukuthi babezazi ukubana bangazithola kanjani ukuze baxhasanelani balisupport.
Thina i-music yethu iyakhulu siyifaka kubo itholakala ku YouTube le SoundCloud kuku sikhona njenge CBS Nation 2 Twitter khona njalo njenge Code Breakers GA3 ku Instagram Code Breakers Nation. How did you feel when you knew you were ahead of me?
I can't believe I gave you such a coach you paid me. Out of everybody. Besile ama Code Breakers kulolu hlelo. What's up? Oh, the Friday. Isikhathi sangona bakwethu sesidliwe ngumangoye. Ngithi kini libe lempela sonto eli chukela. Hey, come on, we're going to Jesus Banda. Bye bye. You can break your love and break my heart. You can take your sword and set my chain. You can tie me up and break my bone. I'll heal so fast, like Wolverine. You can break your love and break my heart. Can take your sword and set my chain. You can turn me up, break my bones. I'll heal so fast, like Wolverine.
They told me never cross the ocean if they wouldn't cross the paddle for you. Take a bullet for the people, for the battle for you. Too many people love your folly, but they don't value you. That's why they never know you, never see your delicacy. I'm sick and tired of people always trying, pulling me down. Try to grab my fate and always try to wish for my crown. But whoever tries to bring me down is already beneath. So I always give him chills, I see the head is gnashing teeth. To be frank, it's been, I've been counting love since his birth. I've been feeling like the most unlucky kid on this earth. Now I tell the world to watch my story paint up on this walls. Watch me go through all this game and live in my club full of
gold. Yebo ke lapho lizwa iqembu labasakhulayo elizibiza ngokuthi Code Breakers. Bona ke badabuka kwentuthu ziyathunqa kobulawayo, bacula ke umdumo okuthiwa yi soulful hip hop. Silethemba liwukholisile liwuzwa uphuma ngapha emsakazweni we Studio 7. Hayi ke isikhathi savuma ukuba siqhubeke sisonke. Olivalelisayo ngusithandekile Mhlanga, ngikhona pha eWashington.
Siyalibonga ngokulalela kwenu. Asibeke ithuba elifanayo kusasa ku Studio 7
kusukela ngo 7:30 kusiya ku 8:00 ntambama kuhlelo lwezindaba zeZimbabwe.
Tinotenda nekuteerera chirongwa chedu. Teererai zvakare mangwana kubva na 7 PM kusvika na 7:30 PM.
Apo tinokupai nhau muririmi rweshona.
Lilani.
Murara zvakanaka muri yeZimbabwe.